AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The House has, for a second time, impeached President Trump, a first for a U.S. president. The vote was 232 to 197. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the impeachment is a clear message and one in which members did their duty.
Donald Trump is a clear and present danger to our country, and that once again, we honored our oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
South Carolina Congressman Tom Rice was one of 10 Republicans to vote to impeach Trump, and perhaps the biggest surprise since he has been, until now, a steadfast supporter of Trump's. He says he was in the House as the riot went on, adding it is only by the grace of God and the blood of the Capitol Police that the death toll was not much, much higher. In a video released this evening, Trump condemned the attack on the Capitol by his supporters.
Whether you are on the right or on the left, a Democrat or a Republican, there is never a justification for violence. No excuses, no exceptions. America is a nation of laws.
A Senate impeachment trial is looking less likely before President-elect Joe Biden takes office and the Democrats take control of the Senate. Current Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he will not call the Senate into emergency session. Its next workday is the 19th, the day before Biden's inauguration. Governors across the country are readying intelligence and security forces ahead of President-elect Biden's inauguration a week from today. National Guard units were activated today, Minnesota and North Carolina. Police departments and sheriff's departments also stepping up their work to be ready for possible violence. Thousands of National Guard troops are also being sent to Washington, D.C. This is AP News. 10% of people in Arizona are thought to be infected with the coronavirus, a sign of the ever-growing pandemic that's roaring across the country. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Leaders of some Arizona hospitals say they may have to ration life-saving care. Dr. Marjorie Bessel at Banner Health says they're facing one of the worst infection rates in the country.
About 1 in 10 Arizonans is currently infected.
Bessel says staffing should not be an issue.
Healthcare workers have been vaccinated.
New York's Javits Center is open for mass vaccinations, but State Health Commissioner Howard Zucker says supply is a big issue.
We only get 300,000 doses each week from the federal government. And at that rate, it could take up to 6 months to vaccinate everyone currently eligible.
Supply is also an issue in California, but the state is immediately allowing people 65 and older to get the vaccines.
A vaccine phone bank in Alabama was overwhelmed by 1.1 million calls on its first day. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.